Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie on an exciting day and a pretty good time, real good time in Philadelphia sports where hope is in the air. And tonight we get to see how it manifests with the Sixers. Friday, of course, Sixers home opener versus the Celtics. Crazy news about Gordon Hayward last night. That was horrific. All right, let's talk some Eagles football as well. 888-729-9494. We do it every Wednesday at this time with one of our favorites who covers the Eagles, does a great job for The Athletic on the beat for the Birds, Mr. Sheil Kapadia on the Sports Carlton guest line. What's happening, Sheil?
Guys, I have to tell you, I was driving around yesterday, and I just want to go on the record saying I am on Team John Ritchie in that those Fluffernutter sandwiches are absolutely disgusting, and my kid will never be given one of those.
Likewise. It's absolutely gross.
See, here's the thing. Seltzer and Ritchie, Sheil, they're focusing on the specific commentary you just gave, which is nice. I'm focusing on the fact, and I'm reveling, John, in the fact that Sheil drives around Philadelphia and listens to our show. That's wonderful work by Sheil.
Wow.
You know? That's another listener. They just put another notch up there.
Thank you, Sheil.
Thank you, Sheil.
Yes.
All right, Sheil.
That's prep work too. You know, I got to be ready for what you guys are going to ask me every Wednesday.
Hey, Sheil, don't think that your articles don't contain some prep work for us. You know what I'm saying? It's reciprocal. All right, you know what I'm talking about? All right, Sheil, let's get to it, man. You've had a chance to review the tape, the Eagles and the Panthers. Obviously, we saw a hell of a physical game, which the Eagles prevailed for a lot of different reasons. What stood out to you on the tape, and what does it mean? What'd you say?
Yeah, it really was a fun game, too. I think very good teams that are both going to be in the playoffs. But one thing that stood out offensively that I was wondering when the game was happening live were those protection issues up front. And when I was rewatching it, you know, I don't think this was a case of a lot of the offensive linemen getting beaten one-on-one. I think this really was a case of the Panthers brought way more blitzes, way more pressure, different looks than the Eagles were expecting, and that was the reason why Carson Wentz was hit and under pressure. I mean, Vitai gave up the fumble early on, but I thought they gave him some more help, which was smart in the second half. And so I don't think it's a panic. You don't need to panic about the Eagles' offensive line because of that performance. And then you got to talk about Carson Wentz, right? I mean, that it wasn't the prettiest game. I thought it was a grind, but, man, that four plays, 81 yards he put together at the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, that throw to Mac Hollins that everyone has been talking about, that really stood out as well. And speaking of Mac Hollins, I think that guy needs to get on the field more.
You know,
not only the two big catches, but I think he may be already their best blocking wide receiver. He flattened the defensive back on one run play and had another key block on another one. So I think you're going to see him get on the field more.
Hey, Sheil, do you think this game against Washington on the grand stage is the night that Alshon goes off?
It could be, because they are very banged up in the secondary. You know,
yes.
Josh Norman banged up. Bashaud Breeland may not play. So if they're starting backup cornerbacks and you still can't get this guy going with like a 100-yard game, then I think it is going to be time to start thinking about what's happening with Alshon Jeffrey. I haven't panicked with him yet. I think they've had some missed opportunities. I think they've been close in some games, but I think you're absolutely right, John, that this is a game that he really should be able to dominate if they go into that game banged up at the cornerback position.
Speaking of cornerbacks, you have any inside scoop on Darby or Sidney Jones?
I don't have an inside scoop other than to say, it seems to me like they're really going to be patient with these guys. And I think some of that has to do with where you sit as a team. You know, you're 5-1. Yeah. Your cornerbacks, I would say, have been a little bit up and down, but defensively, I would say they've played better as a unit than I expected them to play. So I don't think they're going to rush those guys back. I think Darby will eventually be back before Sidney Jones, but would it surprise me if they take their time and get to the bye and play three more games without him? Not at all. But I think it's just kind of a week-to-week thing at this point.
You know, it's interesting. The way that our cornerbacks play right now with Jalen Mills and Rasul Douglas, they're doing a lot of just off coverage, off and soft. And I wonder when our man corners get back, if that changes the entire defensive philosophy, you know?
It's interesting.
You know, but we're not playing much bump, you know, at the line of scrimmage. We're just letting everything stay in front of us as cornerbacks and going in and making great tackles in the open field. It's going to be interesting to see what Jim Schwartz does when he gets man cornerbacks back.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, and I think it has been a good job, actually, by Schwartz to play to the strengths and weaknesses of those corners, and
right. It's
just been the thing pounded into their heads is do not get beaten over the top. Do not give up those explosive plays. And, you know, they were playing that way for a few weeks there, and they were still giving up explosive plays, but they did a good job against the Panthers. I know at one point Carolina's two longest plays were both pass interference penalties on Jalen Mills. I don't think they had a pass play over 20-plus yards until, like, the fourth quarter. They did do a good job of that. And you're right. I think it will at least, you know, it may not be turn into a man team, and they might not be pressing on every down or anything like that, but at least it would give you a lot more options if you have a guy like Ronald Darby out there.
Right. Is Carson Wentz the MVP of the NFL?
I don't think so. I'm not there yet with him. I think he's in the conversation. You know, if you just look at it statistically and look at the teams that are playing well, Tom Brady, Alex Smith, those guys, their numbers are better than Carson Wentz's right now. But that's not to take anything away from the guy. I mean, his improvement has accelerated more than I think probably people in the building thought. I know more than I thought. Sometimes with these second-year quarterbacks, teams have film on them, and they don't make that significant leap in their second year. It actually is a bit of a struggle and a bit of a grind. But, you know, what just has stood out to me is just his toughness in the pocket. I mean, some of these throws he's making where he's getting crushed and still delivering the ball on time and not letting it affect him later in the game. I mean, that is just such an admirable trait for a young quarterback that they have to be so encouraged to see.
Shiel, great stuff, man. We look forward to connecting with you next week, and pretty good chance Eagles will probably be 6-1 at that point. Shiel, thanks very much, dude.
Take care, guys.
Right, there he is. Shiel Kapadia on the Schwartz Culleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Schwartz Culleton at 800-JUSTICE.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.